2 ve 7 ayet.
Rekt der ist was wie Toimar. Veloma memam. Ve migu be mokimeidimu. Dan an sadi shlo yoyu anusim. Ve loy psule eidus. Da lo kamon amrim en trei ve trei ninu. Da lo kamon amrim en trei ve trei ninu. What is this kasha? What is this kasha? Taisa asking a simple kasha. In the Mishnah and the Reisha, Taisa learns, this is the Loshana Taisa, that is Nemon Mitzad Migu. Migu means Migu the Iba Yashosi. He could have not been Mekayim the Shtar. So we believe him. He could have not been Mekayim the Shtar. So Vali has a migu that he could have not been Mekayim the Shtar, and now he was Mekayim the Shtar. So we believe him. What he's saying, Ktani Manusim, Frek Teisa Sakasha, it's migu neged Eidim. Why? Val is a Shtar, and in the Shtar it's Kiilu, we have Eidim, that they're not Ktani, that they're not Anusim, that they're not Psule Eidus. So it's considered a migu neged Eidim. This is the Shtar of Teisus. Teisus brings a riot that it's called migu neged Eidim. The Gemara of Yutesa Mudbeis, Ksav Yodim Yoitzim Imoki Macher, and two Eidim come and say, Ktani Ma'isem, Anusim Ma'isem, Psuleidus Ma'isem. The Gemara says, it's Trei V'Trei. Frek Teisves, where's the Trei V'Trei? Where's the Trei V'Trei? Ksav Yodim Yoitzim Imoki Macher. Two Eidim come, and the two Eidim say, Ktani Matem, Anusim Matem, Psuleidus atem. Zog di gemore daf yutesa mudbeis. It's trei v'trei. What is the trei v'trei? Zog di rashi yutesa mudbeis. The last rashi. Eide ashtar beis. Ve'eilu beis. We have trei v'trei. The eide ashtar are two. And these people are two. It's trei v'trei. Frank Tasis by us. Where is the trei v'trei? The shtar is sign. It doesn't say that they're not ktanim. It doesn't say that they're not psule eidus. Now two people come and say, Ktani matem, Anusi matem. Why it's called trei v'trei? I'll ask you a shayla. Two people come into Beis Din and say, Eidus, Reuven killed. Two different people come in and say, these two people are Ktani. They look big, they're Ktani. It's not trei v'trei. Two people sign on the shtar. We know that they sign. Everyone knows that this is the signature. Now two different people come and say, Ktani matem, Anusi matem. Psuleidus atem. Where is the trei v'trei? And the Gemara says in Yutes Amud Beis that it's called trei v'trei. The Gemara says that it's called trei v'trei. Zog Teisves. Shteido before the Hesbo. That when we have a shtar and two people sign on the shtar, it's ki'ilu we have an eidus in the shtar. We ki'ilu have an eidus in the shtar that the shtar says that they're not ktanim. That the shtar says that they're not anusim, that we have eidus in the shtar, the mele, if two eidim say ktanim aval anusim, it's trei v'trei. Goes back, teisus to our sugya, and frek teisus akasha, barazei, what helps in the reisha? They have a migu, they could have kept quiet, and could have not been mekayim the shtar. You right, they could have kept quiet. Now they mekayim the shtar, and what they say? Aber ktanim ayinu, anusim ayinu. Aber the shtar says, they're not ktanim. The shtar says, they're not anusim. Migu neged eidim. It's a migu neged eidim. This is Taisa's kasha. It's a migu neged eidim. And to be mechiach that, Taisa's went to bring a raya from the Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel, from Daf Yud Tesamud Beis, that is mevur in the Gemara and Yud Tesamud Beis, that it's called trei v'trei, that it's called that the shtar is made, that they're not ktanim, that they're not anusim, that they're not psule eidus. So while the shtar is made, that they're not ktanim, they're not anusim, they're not psule eidus, so we have a eidus. That they're not ktan and they're not psuleidus. So by us, how they name on any chanami, they have a migu that could have kept quiet and could have not been mekayim the shtar. Oh, but the shtar is the eidus. Well, right, if you test it, it's called trei v'trei. So it's a migu neged eidim. This is Taisa's kasha. Now, in this Taisa's kasha, Rabbi Seinu Achroinim were oimed on a big shayla here. So Taisa's was mechadish, b'teich ha-dvorim. that the shtar is like an eidus brura that they're not a ktanim and they're not a nusi. And Tesis himself knew that this yisoid, you have to be grayis, and he went and he bought a rayif and a few tesamut beis. The Hainu Tesis is handling this yisoid. It's not a yisoid that is moving me'elov, it's a yisoid that Tesis handles, and Tesis proves it. We'll see later, he has more rayis than that. Tesis found a rayif in this yisoid that the Gemara calls it trey v'trey. Why is trey v'trey? The Eidim sign. Teretz is the shtar is like Eidim that they're not telling that Anusim, it's a trey v'trey. Me'elov reik Tesis, it's a minu neged Eidim. So Rabbi Seinu went down to be mevarer, the Aleph base from Shtores. Where Tak it says in the shtar that they're not ktani? Where it says in the shtar that they're not anusi? Avush Tesis and shtar. They sign. If they're a kid, they sign as a kid. How we know that they're not ktani? How we know that they're not anusi? How another not tzadim? How another not a nusim? Where's the eidus? So when you read the Loshon at Tesis by us, the Loshon is a shtikel mate. Tesis says, Anan Sadi. Anan Sadi. We have a raya. Anan. We have a raya that they're not tzadim, they're not a nusim. You see the Tesarosh? Tesarosh adds words, Kedam rinel lekamon, in the Futes. The first line in the Futes on Mudalef. Chazoke in Eidim Choisim al Ashtar Elohim Kenase Begodu. It's a Chazoke, it's an Anan Tzadi. Chazoke in Eidim Choisim al Ashtar Elohim Kenase Begodu. Chazoke that is Machtim Eidim Kshirim. We have a Chazoke. What is the Chazoke? A person will not sign Ktanim on Ashtar, a person will not sign Psule Eidus on Ashtar. And Anusim, it's not so clear what is the Chazoke. And the side that he's a Ganev, it's no Chazoke that he's not a Ganev. Psulim and Ktanim and Psuleidus is a Chazoke. A normal mensch will not sign Ktanim and Ashtar. A normal mensch will not sign Psulim and Ashtar. Why he will sign Ktanim and Ashtar? Why he will sign Psulim and Ashtar? He will sign good Eidim and Ashtar. Mistama, he signed good people. But on the side that he's a Ganev, there's no Chazoke that he's not a Ganev. Some people for sure are Ganovim. We don't know who. But some people are Ganovim. There's no Chazoke that is no Ganovim. But Mikol Makar Tesarosh Taki doesn't say about Anusim, he only shows the Chazoke and Ktanim and Psulei. We have to go later to your test. Avos the Chazoke. But Beloshin HaTesis, you could have learned Pshat, is a Chazoke. And Anzadi, Giboit of the Chazoke. The Loshin HaRosh, and if you test, it's in Simon Chof Gimel. Simon Yud Gimel, the Rosh says kimad these words lehedye, like Tesis HaRosh. Trey v'trey ninu. Simon Yud Gimel, like Zokter Azei. Aval pishon, she'elu me'idim aleim shem psulim, have ki'ilu shnayim acherim me'idim aleim shem ksheirim. Why? Dechazoke demal ve'loi machti me'idim psulim al shtoroi. Ve'hachazoke chashive ke'edim. Chazoke mal veloy machti meidim psulim al shtoroi vehachazoke chashive keidim. So given a mol, and I'm saying again, given a mol, skimad aloshen arosh and the simen yutes and simen yud gimel and the teisa rosh by us, the teisus learns that it's a shtar ke chazoke, and that chazoke teisus knows that the gemara brings it to the yutes amud alef. Over in yutes amud beis we see that it gets a level if eidus mamish like eidim, that in two different eidim will say ktanim. Two different Eidim will say Anusim, will say it's called Trey V'Trey. It's a short Shtar ki Chazoke. Chazoke is so stark. So now the Chazoke is so stark, so it has the Koyach of Eidus. Chazoke has the Koyach of Eidus, the Starkheit of the Chazoke. We made it's called Trey V'Trey, and while it's called Trey V'Trey, we made it taste by us as a kasha, Migu neged Chazoke, Migu neged Eidim doesn't help. The Pnei Yeshua says that for sure you can't learn like this Pshat and Tesis. Even if by us you say that migu neged chazoke doesn't help, so while the chazoke that mistomed the eidim and not ktanim, chazoke that are not psulim, loshen gemara later in yutes, but Tesis brings the gemara later in yutes on mudbeis that it's called a trey v'trey. Eidim for sure neman against chazoke. If it's only a chazoke, eidim have to be believed against a chazoke. Rav Shimon says lo imutzanu lo chover b'shum mokoyim that eidim are not believed against a chazoke. Eidim for sure believed against a chazoke. Eidim alamola believed against a chazoke. There's no tzad that Eidim are not believed against a chazoke. So what is it?
But where's the Eidus? It's no chazaka. It's only a chazaka. Why do Eidim not believe? It's been named in the sugi in the hemshach and you test. It's a whole machlekes. If migu against chazaka helps, migu against chazaka doesn't help. There's the whole sugi in you test amud aleph. First tesis and you test amud aleph. Tesis here is handling chazaka. It's not mashma. It's not mashma. Al kochoch the pshat in tesis says that it's more from a chazaka. Maybe in the Hemshech HaSugis, we get to that few tests, the Vel says that the Rosh also didn't mean it, and Teis HaRosh also doesn't mean it. And everyone means the same Yesod. But the Vel in our Teisves, the way we will learn, is not that it's a Chazoke, it's more from a Chazoke. We have Loshen Rashi, Yutes HaMud Beis, Eide HaShtar Beis. Rashi calls it Trei V'Trei, Eide HaShtar Beis, Ve'elu Beis HaMe'idim Aleim Shem Psulim, it's also Beis. Loshen HaTeisves read, Sprinted of Chof, the Teisus Rid says the Loshen. Ve'ashtar achosum bestome bekashres, ukeilu kai mesade, keilu es edim, the shtore kadmone, ve'amrinen gdoilim oinu, rechoikim oinu, ve'lo yanisim. It's mamish keilu es edim lefoneinu, that the shtar is kosher. What is the hesber? What is the Hezbeh Kilu is Eidim? So Be'etzem, this you say already, Reb Chaim and Sefer, and the Chazanish, both of them say it over. Stunus Choes, Tchilas Divrei Reb Chaim, V'Seif Divrei Reb Chaim, Aber Achasi, Lomazan the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim and Hilchis Eidus, in Perikei Aloch Evov, Reb Chaim says like this. Chazok edin Eidim choysim al ashtar elem kenaase bekashres, ve'avi kichol psulim da'alme da'anusim u'psul Eidus v'ktanim, The mevuer b'ksubes daf yudches, the dinoi shel shtaru, the eidim achasumim boy nichlal beidusom shenase bekashres. Vochenam yaidim meidim veleke ba'ashtor ha'psul shenimtza echem v'hem kore b'posu. V'chen mevuer le'edim, so he starts, nase k'mishanech kore edusom be'beis din. V'chazok edin hem choysim al ashtar elim k'nase bekashres, ואבי ככל פסולים דעל מדענוסים פסולי אידוס, שהוא נכלל באידוסם שנעשה בקשרס, and then he's the lotion is even starker. וכנם יעדים מעידים דלקה בהשתור הפסולה. He starts that the כמישנך כרו says it, and he finishes even starker ויותר. שעדים מעידים. וחזניש, and he says the same סבורה, in the גיליונס, עכשיו, יודם יועצים מוקרים אחר, גם כן אומרים דאין זה שטר. אף אגב, החמיסוס, מכל מוקרים, חשבים כחויזר ומאגיד. דקול שחסימו סוממס, דינו שלא ילוחו של שום פסול, ודינו למחשב, כאילו הן עצמו, העידו שאין בשטר הזה פסול. וכל זה גזירס הקוסוף בהכשר השטורס, אף שאין הדובר במציאס, כן. חזניש שטר שטר כרלשיינס. זה הדין השטר. Reb Chaim also says Medina Ashtar. It's the Keilus in the Eidus in the Shtar. It's a Mot Nazar. People sign. If on the side of the Ketanim, they can't say that they're not Ketanim. It's not a Shver. A person can't say Eidus on himself. But Keilus is the Eidus in the Shtar, that the Shtar is not Ketanim, the Shtar is not Anusim, the Shtar is not Psule Eidus. It's Keilus Eidus in the Shtar. Now, Reb Chaim himself starts with Chilas Dvorov, that this Eidus, like Tesis starts, it starts from Anan Tzadi. If it's not an ansadi, we would not say that the shtar is mistome made on them. It's the Loshon Rashi and Gittin. Rashi and Gittin, and Dav Gimel Amud Alef, Rashi says azay. Rashi says that every shtar, we have edus that the shtar is not mezuyif. We have edus that the shtar is not mezuyif. So Rashi, why? V'aloichotzif inish lezeyufe, it's memele, Now it's the Eidus that it's not Mezuyif. It starts, Lechotzi finish Lezuyufe. We're not choshes that he's Mezayif. But now it has a koyach of Eidus Shebishtar that it's not Mezuyif. It's Dine Ashtores. We're not going with a Chazoke. Going with a Chazoke so we're not betray v'tray. It's Dine Ashtores that we have Eidus Shebishtar that the Shtar is made on all of the Alochas of the Shtar. Now that's what the Chazanish says, Gzeira Sakosuv. It starts with the Svore, Loshem Teisrid also. She came and she bestome behechsher naase. So this is the aloche of the shtar.
When the star is made, then all of the halachas of the star. Tesis himself could not say it on his own. Tesis brings us into a raya from the Gemara and after Tesis would base. That the Gemara calls it Trei V'Trei. But what is the din bedine ha-shtar? That the shtar is mechiyach, that is a good shtar. Mele goes back Tesis to our sugya. So what helps that the Eidim have a migu? That he could have said, because I know they didn't have to make kind of the shtar. But now that the shtar is mekuyim. And they're masking that Ksav Yodeinu, who's there? That they're saying, Anusi mo'inu, psuli mo'inu. Ktani mo'inu, לכו את המיגו against Eidim. The star is made for Kelt. The star is made for Kelt. This is Tesis Kasha by us, Betz. How you name a migu that you could have not been Mekai in the star, but you made against something that the star says Nishta say. The star says they're not Ktanim. The star says they're not Anusim. The star says they're not Psule Eidus. So the star has made all of these Alochas. The star has made all of these Alochas. So mele, the Shvarkeit is, if the star has made all of these Alochas, how the Migu helps? It's the Migu against Eidim. This is Tesis Kasha. Now, Rav Kiva Eiger, I frag the Oredo of Tesis. Frag Rav Kiva Eiger, why Tesis had to go so far to bring a raya that the star is made on all of these Alochas? To have your test. That's a kasha. That you test is mevuah. That it's mamish like Eidim. That the star is made that they're not ktanim. And mele it's trei v'trei. So why migu helps in our suge? It's migu against Eidim. You can ask a kasha in Eiva Bay in the sefer of the Mishnah. What says in the sefer of the Mishnah? It says in the sefer of the Mishnah. What says in the sefer of the Mishnah? It says in the sefer of the Mishnah that if Ksav Yodim Yoitzim Mimokim Acher, they can't say Ktani Moinu, Anusi Moinu, Psule Eidu Soinu. Right? If Ksav Yodim Yoitzim Mimokim Acher, they can't say Anusi Moinu. Why they can't say Anusim? The Choyzer Umagid. Why the Choyzer Umagid? If the Shtar never said that enough Ktanim, why the Choyzer Umagid? So it's Mevur in our Mishnah in the Sefer, Ksav Yodim Yoitzim Mimokim Acher, if Ksav Yodim Yoitzim Mimokim Acher, they can't say Anusi Moinu, Ktani Moinu, Psule Eidu Soinu. Why they can't say it? Because Ksav Yodim Yoitzim Mimokim Acher. So what? So the Shtar is already Mekuyim. So what? But he's saying Ktani Moinu, the Teretz is, but Kevin Shigish Mechoyzer Umagid, but if the Shtar alone already did, is Mevur that they're not Ktanim, that they're not Psule Eidus, they can't be Choyzer Umagid. So it's in the Shtar alone is Mevur, and the star alone, in the safe of the Mishnah is mevuah that in the star alone is the Eidus, that they're not Ktalim and they're not Anusim. So Frank Rav Kiva Eiger, so why it tastes had to be Mimelchak Yovi Lachmoy from your Tesamud Beis, it's a rai that it's mamish like two, that Trei V'Trei are not Ne'emonim. You could have asked the Kashim in Eva Bay? You could have asked the Kashim in Eva Bay? Could have asked the Kashim in Eva Bay? And our Mishnah, the Sefer, state, you not Ne'emon. Why you not Ne'emon? Ah, you want to be Choyzer now? The Torah says you can't be Choyzer. Why? Because the Shtar is made for Kelt. So why in the Reishi you Ne'emon b'migu? As I frighten up Kiveig. Okay, it's a Ore, Take, that you could have asked from the Sefer, you don't have to go far. But the answer is, Mistama, the Emesse answer is, a lot of Teir in it. If Tesis would ask from the Sefer, I would say, you know why he can't be Choyzer? Maybe because it's a chazoke, the mokim chazoke, you can't be choyzer umagid. But you can't ask me a kasha. It's not like Eidim. Maybe migu helps. But by us, it states that it's trei v'trei. But stam me'ore. If you see the Reb Chaim inside, Reb Chaim didn't bring from that few tests. Reb Chaim says, kamevur b'ksuvus yudches. That the star is made that they're not ktanim. Reb Chaim means derived from the sefer. Reb Chaim Taki didn't go to Tutes Amud Beis. Kedai Amrinen v'ksuvus that Yudches. So you do us, there's no mistakes in Reb Chaim. Mezukel k'shivu sayim. Mezukel gives us koma, yeah? There's not even one mistake in Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim says, as a rai from the Yudches. Kipshuto, in the sefer of the Mishnah state, that you can't say after the ktanim v'anusim, the Teretz is, the star is the Eidus, it's called Choyzer u'magid, that it's the Eidus that are not ktanim v'anusim. Reb Kiva Eiger also learned like that, that the etzim you could make a raya from our Mishnah. Mishuma Tesis wanted a klorer raya, not stand that he can't be choyzer umagid, nor a raya that it's mamish called trei v'trei, but because of him, this is Tesis Kasha. So Tesis Kasha is the etzim, a kurze Kasha. How Migu helps in the Reisha, you coming to tell me the star is ktanim, is the Eidus in the star fakat.
And now Lama Zana Barazay, what is Taisus Teretz? V'yishloima Shver Teretz. Kevon sheyitzrichu chachomim kiyum, hocher loichoshiv klal kiyum. Masha'im im ksav yodeinu uzeh. Kevon de'iu gufe amri toich kededibur ktani moyanusim moyin. Medrash Pliya. אבל לכמון המחשמי לכשתי הידים, כיוון שכבר מקויים שכסב יודם יועץ ומוקם אח. I want to explain what a שוור of Taisus Teretz. Taisus asked the Kasha, to remember Klo, it's to חמיגו נגד הידים. He knew that they have a מיגו. He knew that they could have kept quiet and they will be believed and they'll be the שטר ביחס בדה אלבה. So the Gemara says, well, they could have kept quiet and now they said כסב יודינו, believe them. So Taisus, I hear that they have a מיגו, but in the bottom line, למעשה, they're talking against the שטר. And the Shtar says that they're not Ktanim, that they're not Anusim. So how they believe? This is Taisus Kasha. How they believe? So Migu Negedeidim? Taisus knew that they have a Migu. What is Taisus Teretz? V'yishloima. What is the Teretz? V'yishloima. What is the Teretz here? Nochamo. The Kasha was, they believe with a Migu. Migu neged Eidim. You're right that they have a Migu, they could have kept quiet. It's a Migu neged Eidim. V'yishloim azok teisves, loichoshiv kiyum. Loichoshiv klal kiyum. Lo shna teisves. Kevin sheyitzrichu chachomim kiyum, hocher loichoshiv klal kiyum. Masha'im im ksav yodeinu uze. Kevin de'iu gufi amri toich kidei dibu, ktanim o anusim oyim. It's not called bichlal a kiyum. What does teisves tell us? So let me again, Pamelach. Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim comes to explain what Taisus Teretz is. And I want to explain, it's two halakim that we have to explain. First, what Taisus means, and after it, how it answers the Shaila. First, Taisus says words, v'yishloima, that it's lechoshiv kiyum klal. Why lechoshiv kiyum klal? First, the words of Taisus don't make sense. Before the Teretz. V'yishloima lechoshiv kiyum klal. Why not? I said, ksav yodeinu huzeh. I was mekayim the shtar. You have a choshesh that it's mezuyif. What is kiyum? Kiyum is not to bring edim the age. You don't have to bring edim that the age of the edim. You don't have to bring edim that are not family. You have to bring a raya that is their signatures. What is the raya? You could do kiyum. You take a different paper. You see the signatures. And you say it's the same signature. Kiyum is to know that they signed on a piece of paper. That no one else signed, that it's them. This is kiyum. To know that it's them. And this we know that it's them. No of us. They have a fest amigo. They could have not said it, so believe me. Yeah, doesn't Taisus Kasha, the first amigo is against Eidim. So now first Taisus answers, it's not Choshev Kiyum. And then we'll see what it answers the Shaila. So first, what is the Teretz of Taisus? The Lei Choshev Kiyum Klal. Zogt Reb Chaim, Azay. Kiyum Shtores is not only to know that this is the signature. Kiyum Shtores is to Mekayim the Shtar. Reb Chaim Baalpeh was medayek. The Gemara doesn't say kiyum chasimas. Even the Rishonim say it alamor. The Gemara say kiyum shtoros. Yeah, Chazal said the shtar is nishkin shtar. Midafobana kiyum for the shtar. How you do kiyum in the shtar? Grade, you mekayim the chasimas. And you mekayim the chasimas, we assume that mistama everything is okay. But when Chazal wo matzrich kiyum, they said the shtar needs a kiyum. The shtar needs a chayos. Because man, the shtar doesn't have a kiyum, it's not a shtar. When you mekayim it, it's not you telling me that this is the signature. You mekayim the shtar. When you mekayim the shtar, b'meila I know that the shtar is a shtar. B'stoba everything is okay. B'meila the shtar has a kiyum. These people were not mekayim the shtar. They said it's a signature, but we are ktanim. Reb Chaim says a couple more words. They were not mekayim. They said it's not a signature. It's our handwriting. Have to mekayim the signature. That's nishkin signature. It's a handwriting. But the zal bevor. Lama zan deloshen Reb Chaim inside. V'tirtzu zal v'yeshloima. Bilchiz gerushin. Kevin de yitzrichu chachomim kiyum. Hochel loichoshiv kiyum klal mashoim im ksav yodeinu ze. Kevin de iu gufe amri tirch kide dibur ktanim o anusim oinu. Ubiur advori. De hochel av midin migu asirin alo. V'rak de kiyum om loy mehani. Kevon de amri de ein ze shtar klal ve'rak ma'isekzi ve'be'alme u'memele lo'ishayach chochem adehav ve'negedeidim. Why?
The mikol makoim edusom eino miskayemes rak moishe hem oimrim. Ve'amirosomu de'ein ze shtar klav. Ve'amirosomu de'ein ze shtar klav. Zog Reb Chaim, we're not mekayim the shtar. We're not mekayim the shtar. It's not called a kiyum. So Teis asked the kasha, how the migu helps? Teis asked the kasha, how the migu helps? The tzeretz of Teis says, the way the migu helps is, ein echanami, they don't have kavod migu. Oh, but they never made a kiyum. So bichlal nishkin kiyum. Val, they said that it's ksav yodeinu ktanim anusim, it's not called a kiyum. They were never mekayim the shtar. So man, we never had a kiyum at this shtar. This shtar is a shtar on a kiyum. Reb Ochber explains, Biur divrei Reb Chaim, Zog Reb Ochber, Reb Chaim meant as a, Be'etzem the Eidim came here, and they were never mekayim the shtar. Why? Because they said, Anusim v'ktanim, so it's not called a kiyum shtar, it's kiyum ksav, it's not called a kiyum shtar. So the shtar is left without a kiyum. Moisif Reb Ochber, say, so a new pshat in the Mishnah. Why in the Reisha the Arei Elu Ne'emonim? Pasha was never a kiyum. Was Pasha never a kiyum? Because they were never mekayim it. They said, Anusim, Ktanim, Psuleigus, we were never mekayim the shtar. So the shtar was never mekuyim. Zog Reb Ochber, so why the Gemara calls it Pesha Osa? The Gemara Miyad later says, Tamay de Rabona Pesha Osa. We said this Mishnah is in between the first Mishnah Pesha Osa and the second Mishnah Pesha Osa. Zog Reb Ochber, Avada, you need a Pesha Osa. Listen why. If not Pesha Osa, they were Mekayim the Shtar. Why? When they said Ksav Yodeinu, Chazal really need everything. But they said it's enough to say Ksav Yodeinu. So when you said Ksav Yodeinu, the Shtar was this guy? Chazal said they need a kiyum and the shtar. But what Chazal asked you to say? To find out that this is my signature. And the minute that I said, Ksav Yodeinu Zeh, so I found out that this is my shtar. So when I said, Ksav Yodeinu Zeh, the shtar was Niskayim. And the minute that the shtar is Niskayim, Faltik, we have a shtar. Even Betorki Dei Dibu. Even Betorki Dei Dibu. Vale Maisa was Ksav Yodeinu, the shtar is Niskayim. Vayil is a Pesha Osar. What Pesha Osar does, not the Migu shel Pesha Osar. That's not the Migu. Pesha Osar, Pesha Hitir means, we only hear the Osar with the Hitir together. So when we hear the Ksav Yodeinu, we hear, Ksav Yodeinu shel Ktanim. Ksav Yodeinu shel Anusim. B'meila, we never heard the Kiyum Shtaras. So B'etzem is the vote of Reb Chaim, that this Shtar was never Niskayim yet. Why the shtar was never in the sky? Because when the Eidim came and they said Ksav Yodeinu, the Kiyum Shtoris means that everything is good, and they didn't say that everything is good. Just if you don't say Pesha Asara Pesha Hitir, we divide the words. Because they say Ksav Yodeinu, and then they say another Chelik. So Val Kiyum is Ksav Yodeinu, we will be Mechalik the Ksav Yodeinu from the Anusim, and we will have a Kiyum Shtoris.
Does it work
badly
in the people?
No. Pesha Asara only works with Tochke the people. As Reb Ochber learns pshat. So again, lefi Reb Ochber is only masbir the words of Teisus. Teisus asked the kasha. Teisus asked the kasha why these people believe against the shtar. The Teret says we never had a kiyum. We never had a kiyum. Why we never had a kiyum? Because they said Ksav Yodeinu aval anusim. It's not cause of Reb Chaim and Sefer Ahesber. Kiyum means a good chasime. Val, they say that it's a bad chasime, and the Pesha Osar binds it together that we hear, Velche chasime it is. It's a shvache chasime. So we hear that we have a bad chasime here. Val, we hear that we have a bad chasime here. So we don't have a good chasime here. If we don't have a good chasime here, v'meila we say, the shtar was never niskayim. It's not called that we have a kiyum shtoris here. If it's not called that we have a kiyum shtoris here, this shtar is not mekuyim. This shtar is not mekuyim. This is the Teretz of Teisvus. V'yishloimah deloichoshiv kiyum klav. Deloichoshiv kiyum klav. And this is the Hezmer of Reb Chaim. For half time later, maybe we'll mask with Reb Chaim more. Now, Zog Reb Ochber, be'etzem you could stop in this chelek. Zog Reb Ochber. I'll be mask with. Zog Reb Ochber hazeh. If this is the Hezmer, Zog Reb Ochber, if this is the Hezmer, so Lemaisa, what is the pshat in the Reisha of the Mishnah? What is the pshat in the Reisha of the Mishnah?
Ha'edim she'amru k'sav yodeinu aval anusim o'inu. The star is not mekuyem. Not that they were believed. The star is not mekuyem. This star doesn't have a kiyum. They said anusim o'inu. But maybe they were never mekayem the star. So what is the aloch of this star now? We look at it like a star shaloi niskayem. It's like a star shaloi niskayem. That's the ganze teretz of Tosfos. That this star is a star shaloi niskayem. While the Eidim said, "Ksav yodeinu aval anusim, loy choshiv kiyum klal." So, lefi the words of Reb Baruch Ber, the Vayil, Tosfos Be'etzim had a switch. In the Kasha from Tosfos, Tosfos learned, when Tosfos started the Tosfos, Tosfos understood that the Eidim are believed by Migu. I will explain what Migu means. The Migu, the E, Boyeshosik. They could have kept quiet, so we believe him, because they could have kept quiet, so we have to believe them. The Torah says, no, if it would be a Migu, the Shtar is starker from them. The answer is, Pasha, we never had Kiyum here. This Shtar was never in Iskaya. We never had Kiyum in the Shtar. Why we never had Kiyum in the Shtar? While they said, Ksav Yodeinu Aval Anusim, Kiyum means that the Shtar is a good Shtar. While they say, Ksav Yodeinu Aval Anusim, it's not called that the Mekayim the Shtar, Kmo Yishu Tzorich. So while it's not called the Mekayim the Shtar, the Shtar doesn't have a Kiyum. And if he then, Zogir Baruch Ber, what would be the halacha? You don't tear it, and you're not goyva with it. It's no ne'emonis. If he this hezber, it's no ne'emonis. The shtar yells, k'tanim anusim, that they're not k'tanim. But the Chazal said, you need a kiyum. They never made a kiyum. So we're holding before the kiyum. Lefi dem Zogir Baruch Ber, you for sure have to learn pshat in the Mishnah, that the getter in the Mishnah is, are'enu ne'emonim, not that the pshat that we really believe them, no, the getter of the ne'emonis in the Mishnah is, that Pasha, we don't have a kiyum on this shtar. This shtar doesn't have a kiyum. But not that they believed. Forget, the shtar says, Mistama de Nath Ktanim. No, the Rabbonon, you need kiyum. Kiyum, we don't have. But not that we give them epis and ne'emonis here. Le'choshiv kiyum. You ask the Kasha why they believe. The Torah says, not that they believed. But Pasha, they never made kiyum. This is the Pashtus Advorim, the way Reb Baruch Ber arranged Shos the Reb Chaim. Of them come in the Lomdim, and they ask a couple kashas. And Be'etzem, maybe I'll be Magdim. Tosfos in Babikame, Dafa, and Beis, state klor that this is the Pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos in Babikame, and Beis, and Mudbeis, Tosfos says word by word this whole Reb Chaim. Tosfos there asks a kasha and the Sefer. We'll see Tosfos by us also will ask this kasha in a second. Tosfos asks Azar kasha. Frek Tosfos. Why they don't have a migu in the Sefer? Ksav yodem yoytze v'mokim acher. Believe them b'migu, they could have said porua. They could say porua. Believe them b'migu that they could have said porua. So in the Sefer, you write, Ksav yodem yoytze v'mokim acher. But if the enemy will say porua, they will be believed. So believe them to say anusim k'tanim b'migu that they could have said porua. Zog Tosfos, but two aiding you don't say migu. Frek Tosfos, why in the ratio you say migu? Ve'yesh lo'imar, hosom lav migu. Elo de le'choshiv kiyum. It's not migu in the ratio. The ratio we don't say migu, but three aiding lo'yamrin in migu. Two people cannot plant plants to lie together. And two people we don't say migu. No, what's the pshat in the ratio? It's not migu. Le'choshiv kiyum klad, they will never be kind of shtar. So, Mamish Tosfos says, "Klo, hosom lav migu, elo de lechoshiv kiyum ve'apesh osur ve'apesh yitir." So, it's not because migu de ibo yeshosik. The reisha is poshut lechoshiv kiyum. This is Tosfos in Baba Kama. So, I'm saying, Reb Baruch Ber, when you see Reb Baruch Ber inside, this is the way Reb Baruch Ber brings down the Reb Chaim. Reb Baruch Ber says, "Klo, v'mele lefi Reb Chaim, you don't tear the shtar. It's no ne'emones. Tosfos as the kash and migu neged edim. The Torah says you're right that the shtar is edim. The rabbanu you need a kiyum and the nice kiyum you never made. We're holding in the matzav of other kiyum. Zog de Welt, to learn like this Reb Chaim mikenish. The b'syanke be'etzim already is meramis to it. Mikenish lalun hazeh. Why? There's a lot of kashas in this mahalach. Maybe we'll start with some of the kashas. First kasha is, the biggest kasha is, it's the next Tosfos. Let me send together the next Tosfos. We have to learn them after it separately. But let me learn them in the next Tosfos, and they're gialing your name. and I get in your name. Ain't there money? Frank takes it on the safe. Why they don't have a migu? And the safe, except Yodim, Yoitzim, Mokim, Acher, believe them a migu. Hocher leker lakshur adelehemne b'migu di boya amri poruahu. Zog tesis in the sefer, believe them in a migu. They could have said, why? They came in the mikuya, migu b'makamedim, lo yamrinem. We saw before, lemaise, what do you want to believe them? That they're ktanim. But the shtar says that they're not ktanim. Migu neged edim doesn't help. V'oy, another teretz. But look in the last teretz. The b'shtei edim lo yamrinem migu. So why in the Reisha they believe? They can't plan together to say a sheker. They can't plan together to say perua. But in the Reisha they could have kept quiet together, so you say a migu. Frek the world. Lefi Reb Chaim, the Reisha is not a migu. Lechoshiv kiyum. Look at Lashon Reb Chaim. Ubiur advorim dehocha loy midin migu asin en alo. It's no migu. Just they were never mekayim the shtar. They came and said, Rabbi Yisai, we are ktanim, ksav yodom v'ktanim. It's not a kiyum. We're holding before the kiyum. So Tesis later asked the kasha and the sefer, say a migu in the sefer. So Tesis time, the two people you don't say migu. For Tesis, why in the reishi you say a migu? So again, Tesis in Bobekame asked this kasha, he said, Reb Chaim, v'yishleimar in the reishi, it's not a migu. But lechoshiv kiyum. They came and said, "Ksav yodeinu, aval anusim." Not that we believe them; that they could have kept quiet. They never mekayim. They said, "Velcha ksav yodei is ksav yodei from ektanim, ksav yodei from apsuleidus." Zog Reb Chaim lechoshiv kiyum, veloi midin migu asin en alo. Not that it's a riot that they're not lying. We need a kiyum and the shtar. We said and the chaloi shtar. Ksav yodeinu, normally ksav yodeinu and anusim. It's not a ksav ksav yed. It's not a chasima. It's not a ksav. This is Tesis Teretz. As Reb Chaim says, velav midin migu. Frek Tesis in the Sefer, Ksav Yodim Yoitzim Okim Acher, believe them with a Zaitik and Migu, stop, Me'atzad. A Zaitik and Migu, Me'atzad. So Tesis, a Zaitik and Migu, Me'atzad? Two people you don't say Migu. First Migu, they get Eidim, all the different Tirutzim, we'll see what we're in the next Tesis. So Tesis, Migu, stop, two people they can't plan. I write the ratio to believe. So Tesis, no, they don't have to plan, they just have to keep quiet together, not to go. Migu, the Shostik is different. We'll see, some Rishonim agree, some Rishonim don't agree. Frank the Bell, the Fir of Chaim, the Reish is no Shaykh is the Migu. Taisa said, no Choshiv Kiyun Klau. They will never make Chaim the Shtar. Taisa has the Kasha. It's a Migu against Eidi. Because we know that the Shtar says that they're not Ktanim. It can't work with Tzad Migu. Velcher Boch Bel's Migu. Rabbi Boch Bel said that we listen it together, but no Choshiv Kiyun Klau. Not because Migu will believe them because they're not liars. Rabbi Ochbel said, on Peshos, I could listen to the first part without the second part. I listened to both of them together. Memele lechoshiv kiyum klal. We are the Rebbe Reb Chaim. Velav midin Migu asin en alo. Look at Reb Chaim alein. Velav midin Migu. Reb Chaim explained to you, we not have shaykhs to Migu now. It's no shaykhs, it's poshut. They never said ksav yodeinu. Ksav yodeinu is what Reb Chaim means, a real ksav. Chasim edik ksav. When they say anusim, a shvach eksav. The man has no shaykhs to migu neged edim. The shtar really yells that they're not ktanim, but it doesn't help that the shtar yells that they're not ktanim. We don't listen to that. Why? Because they said, they were never mekayim it, and chazal will matzrich kiyum. Not because they could have kept quiet. And I'm saying again, Tesis in Bobekame says word by word, it's talents. He asks his Tesis Kasha later, why in the sefer is no migu? And he doesn't want to answer that two people, he says two people don't have a migu, they can't plan. With the skit, the plan, what would be if they were chapped in a sheker, they don't plan. Frank Tesis himself, was me the reisha. So Bayos Tesis says, in the reisha, they could plan to keep quiet. To come and lie together, they're scared. What if they were asked another question? But if they decide just not to come to Beijing, they should decide together. So it's not a problem. This Tesis is Bayos. Tesis is what Bekame says, the kasha is not a kasha bichlal. The reisha, you don't need a migu. We're not working with a migu. They were never mekai in the shtar. This was the yisoy that I said here in Ksuvis. V'yishleima delechoshiv kiyum klal. They were never mekai in the shtar. So it's a shame that Tesis in Bobekame, Bayos Tesis state clothed that the Sugya is going with Migu. And Tesis says it one more time, and Dibur Maschil Machmas Nefoshes. I don't want to go to the Arichis, but only look inside the Tesis, in the end of the Kashe. Do Bereshe de Ike Migu, Ne'amonim Leimar, Adnusim Ainu Machmas Momen. Again, the Bereshe de Ike Migu. Reb Chaim says, Lav Mitoiras Migu Asin Analo. It's not a Migu. And don't state that it is a migul. Don't see that, the first kasha. The second kasha on this veg, is the Gemara that you test. We know that in the Reisha Yunemun you have a migul. Reb Meir holds in the Gemara in the next sugya that even in the Reisha you're not Nemun. We know that in the Reisha you're Nemun. Reb Meir holds that you're not Nemun. I don't want to go into the sugya. We'll just look one line together. Tesis Yutesa Mudalev, the first line. Tesis explains Reb Meir. We have to learn the whole sugya to understand it. But look in the first line, Yutesa Mudalev and Tesis. Hochem Mashma, the Loyam Rinan Migu Mokim Chazoke. Reb Meir holds. The Chazoke Shin Eidim Chosim Al Ashtar. That Chazoke that we mentioned before from the Rosh is so strong, the Migu doesn't help. Tesis with the answer, I don't need the Migu. Like Choshev Kiyum Klau. Comes Tesis and Yutes and explains why Rab Meir doesn't believe them in the Reisha. He holds Migu can't win a Chazoke. Tesis holds here, it's also Eidus. Tesis Akasha, the Migu can't win Eidus. Tesis answered, Le Choshev Kiyum Klau. It comes to Yutes, Rab Meir holds that you're not Nemon in the Reisha. No, Rab Meir holds Migu doesn't help against a Chazoke. You asked before Akasha, it's a Migu against Eidin. And you answered me, Le Choshev Kiyum Klau. Now, so Tesis, you know what is the Pshat of Rab Meir? Reb Meir holds Migu against Chazoke doesn't help. I asked a better kash. It's a Migu negat Eidim. Reb Chaim explained the answer is, there's no shaykhis to Migu here. He pushed it, he was never Mekayim the Shtar. You know why Reb Meir holds it doesn't help? Migu negat Chazoke lo yamrim. It's Chazoke shein Eidim choysimim elim kenase begodl. That Chazoke is so stark. And only like a begodl Reb Meir is choylik. The other thing is not so stark. But the Eidim choysimim elim kenase begodl is such a stark Chazoke, Migu against Chazoke. Stop Migu negat Chazoke. Reb Chaim explains, Lav mikoyach migu asinu nalo. This is the kashas. There's one more kasha that the Welt fragt. Is mitesis alein. The last line of tesis. We didn't read the last line of tesis yet. Tesis finish. Avale kamon chashvin lekishtei edim kevon shikvar mikuyimu shiksav yodim yoytze mokim acher bayos lechoshiv kiyum klal. Avale kamon shiksav yodim yoytze mokim acher et choshiv kiyum. Shalom aleichem pashur. What does it tell us? By us, because they say Ksavi Yodim Velanusim, so they will never Mekayim the Shtar. But Lekamon, it's Mamish like two Eivim, because Ksavi Yodim Yetzim Mokamah. Lekamon, the Shtar is Mekuyim, so the Shtar is Mekuyim. If the Shtar is Mekuyim, for sure the Shtar is Mekuyim. So again, let me start with the Dvorim. Reb Chaim went and explained that Tesis had a Kasha, that we have Kilu Eidim that are not Ketanim, and no Migu in the world could help, because we have Eidim in the Shtar that are not Ketanim. So how Migu could help? This was Tesis Kasha. Zog Tesis lechoshiv kiyum klav. So what? But the Shtar says that you're not ktanim. How I'm nemen b'migu? Zog Reb Chaim, Tesis' answer is, we're not going with the mahalach of migu anymore. Poshet, he was never mekayim the Shtar. Zog Reb Ruchber, and the matzav of the Shtar is, loy karinen lei v'loy makbinen bei. We're not going with the Shtar b'chlal. Those are the Tesis' terets. B'melen no shaychis the migu. Lefi them, we never could ask the kasha, why in the reisha the nemen b'migu, where two people you don't say migu, you're not coming with migu. You are never mekayim the shtar. And Tesis asks this kasha, you're right, Tesis b'bekam etak eses, kipshuta like Reb Ruchber. But Tesis b'yos twice asks this kasha. This was one shayla. Then Tesis Tafutes explains man the Omer that holds later in the Gemara that even in the Reisha you're not Nemun. The Mechudosh Diker Rab Meir. So Tesis, because Migu that's Chazoke doesn't help. Oh, Migu. Welcome Migu. Migu that's Chazoke doesn't help. We're not going with a Migu. And the end of Tesis finishes. Aval lekamon, Niche. For sure, lekamon is a Kiyum already. So here's two ways how to finish this Reb Chaim. A poshte veg and a lomdeshe veg. The same vault, about one poshte vault and both lomdeshe vault. The Bisyanki of the Nesivis finishes the Reb Chaim like this. He also learned, like Reb Chaim in the Betchilas Dvorov, that there's no migu here. Lechoshiv kiyum klal, sigonish. What is the lomdes? Again, lechoshiv kiyum klal alein needs a land against the lomdes. But lechoshiv kiyum klal. Lechoshiv kiyum klal. Lechoshiv kiyum klal. So what is the pshat? Zok de Bisyankev. Tesis learned the Mishnah like the Maram Shif. Harei elu ne'emonim that you could tear the shtar. Harei elu ne'emonim, that you could tear the shtar. That you believe the second kas. Not only that it's not a kiyum. Harei elu ne'emonim, that you could tear the shtar. This is the ne'emonis that you have. And Tesis had shver. Why they believe? They have a migu. What is the migu? So the migu is not only that it could have not mekayim it. Because then you would also not tear it. They have a migu, they could have said perua. They have a migu, they could have said mezuyef. So they have a migu. So now they want to be believed ktanim and to tear the shtar be migu. Frek teisves. It's a migu neged eidim. It's a migu neged eidim. They're not believed. And for teisves ateretz, loy choshiv kiyum klal. After the shtar is not mekuyim. When the shtar is not mekuyim, it doesn't have a koyach of eidim. If the shtar is not mekuyim, shtar that is not mekuyim doesn't have a koyach of eidim. Chaznish says it klor in the Gilyonis. When the shtar is not mekuyim, it doesn't have a koyach of eidim. So now they believe with migu to tear the shtar. Again, Taisus lo ilay de Maharam Shif, that they have a migu that they could have said porua, they could have said mezuyef, so we believe them completely, and we tear the shtar. Now that the pshat only that is no kiyum in the Mishnah. They have a migu that they could have said perua, they could have said mezuyef, so we made it, they could have perua, tear the shtar, so we believe them to tear the shtar. So now, how we tear the shtar? We believe them when they say ktanim, that it's taki ktanim, migu that they could have said mezuyef, they could have said perua, so we believe them completely. Frank Tay says, how you believe them completely? So migu neged eidim, the shtar says that they're not ktanim, for yeshlema zog Tay says that it's not choshev a kiyum bichlal. If it's not choshev kiyum, so we don't have a shtar. And this is on migu. It's lechoshev kiyum. After it's lechoshev kiyum, so now the migu they believe completely. So now that they believe completely with migu, now you could tear the shtar. So they need a migu in the reisha. Without the migu in the reisha, you would never tear the shtar. So we need to believe them with a migu. On a migu, we can't tear the shtar. We need a migu to tear the shtar. On a migu, we can't tear the shtar. So it's two halakim in Tesis. It's a chelik to believe them completely. So nochavos. So Tesis reads the Mishnah Zog Gemaram b'siyankev areelu ne'emonim. You could tear the shtar. Why? Migu that they could have said mezuyef. They could have said perua. They believed completely that they ktanim. Not migu that they could have kept quiet. They have a migu gomu. They have a migu gomu. They have a migu gomu. So b'mele ay. Fragt sich Akashe, aber azay, aber zu gänze Star, migu ne gestar doesn't help. So Tesis lo yichoshiv kiyum klal. Do I never make kiyum the Star? What? Ba, then he goes also with Chayzer, the Baron Chayzer Magi. The man that lo yichoshiv kiyum klal, the man is not called the Star as Mekuyim. If it's not called the Star as Mekuyim, if it's not called the Star as Mekuyim, the man, we don't have a Mekuyim to Kishtar. If we don't have a Mekuyim to Kishtar, so the mele, they name on the migu.
What's the last line
of Jesus? A minute. So the mele, by us, they believed in migu. Masha'en can dear, they not believe in migu. Because the mice is a shtar against them. Lekamon, they not believe with the migu. Because there's a shtar against them. But here's no shtar against them, but mele, they believe with migu.
Why do you need
migu to tear the shtar? It's no Eidus. They're not Eidus. Chayzer Magi, what Eidus? Not Eidus. They're just lechoshiv kiyum zok Tesis. It's not called that we have a kiyum. B'meile, but to tear the shtar, you need a migu. B'meile, the shvak is of them, but b'meile zok the b'siyankev, if this is the pshat. Later, Rabbi holds, the migu doesn't help. Why? Ein khnami le khoshiv kiyum, but as a chazoke that a person doesn't sign ktanim, it's weiter migu gets a chazoke. Migu neged eidim, zok teisus is no eidim. Fakel, and it goes now with the Reb Chaim. Teisus has the kasha that the shtar is eidim. Migu neged eidim doesn't help. The teretz is le khoshiv kiyum. The shtar is not eidim. Later in the sugya, Rav Meir will hold, Eina Chanami is no Eidim here, but Tzval is a Zaydik Chazoke, Migu Neged Chazoke, doesn't help. This is the plan of the Bisyankev. It's a glad plan. The only chisorin in this plan is, so what is the Migu? If you want to tear the Shtar, The miglu is, not that I would keep quiet. If I would keep quiet, you would also not hear the shtar. What is the miglu? That I would say perua. That I would say mezuyef. If I would keep quiet, you don't hear the shtar. What? If I keep quiet, you hear the shtar? No. So if you want to hear the shtar, the miglu is not in Bisyankev. Bisyankev speaks it out clear. That the miglu is, right? B'migu di boya v'oimrim eizik sav yodeinu mezuyefu et poruahu. Migu, it's a mamash and migu. But the problem is that this migu, you can't say by two people. Because they can't plan. The whole Teretz of Tesis later was, that why you have a migu in the reisha, it's a migu di boya shaske. This migu is not a migu di boya shaske. This migu is not a migu di boya shaske. So l'chua, even though in Miyashiv, why the sugi is going with a migu, why in the reisha you have a migu, but the Teretz of Tesis, the last Teretz of Tesis doesn't shtim. The other Terutzim of Tesis maybe will shtim. The other Terutzim of Tesis. But the Teretz that it's a migu di boya shaske, this doesn't shtim as a gifrim. But mekam l'chim, this is the ma'arach of the Bisyankiv. That you need a migu, but to tear the shtar. But without the migu, you would not tear the shtar. When Avdel is the sugi later, if you tear the shtar, or you don't tear the shtar. This is one way if the Bisyankiv. Feed them if you have Meir Binemon, Eilech Hanami, would only not tear the shtar. Only not tear the shtar. And the Zogan, al derech them, but a little bit the Anders, that you need the Migu, not for tearing the shtar. You need the Migu, it's Migu di Boya Shaski. Without the Migu, we would not say Peshosa. We said, Alamol, the whole vault of Reb Chaim is, that we have to listen to both things together, because the Peshosa. The Welt wants to say you have to listen to the both things together only because you have a migu. Again, the Teretz of Tesis is lechoshev kiyum klal, but you need a migu. Why you need a migu? Because without a migu, I would hear the ksav yodai without the anusi. So again, we're going with the same Teretz of Reb Chaim that lechoshev kiyum klal. Even so, we see in the sugi that you need a migu, and what is the migu? Migu di bayashaski. Why I need a migu? Because without the migu, it would be choshev kiyum. Because I said ksav yodainu. The reason you have to listen to both things together is because I have a migu. It's a migu neged eidim. It's not a migu neged eidim. Because after you believe me, it's lechoshev kiyum klal. So b'meile, it's not a migu neged eidim. So again, Tesis for sure said lechoshev kiyum is no shtar. And the lomnus is like Reb Chaim. Just because we have a peshaosa, we have a migu in the Gemara. So Reb Baruch Ber learned, you have the peshaosa to listen together, but it's vital nishkin migu. Either Sugi has a migu, the Bisyankiv has a klal. Other we say no. Avada has Eivir Reb Chaim, the Lechoshev Kiyum klal, because we hear the Ksav Yodeinu with the Anusim together. But the reason that we hear it together is, Vayil, he could have kept quiet, so we have to listen to everything what he says. Not stam a pesha asan over the migu. And it's not a migu neged eidim, because after we listen to both things together, we made it, it's not called neged eidim. This is l'chua l'tzus and l'shmais.
Why is there still
continuing to be the time to start? This is the time to start.
Now you could say even more.
It has to work.